A deep inhale. I'm welcoming you to this new meditation on the joys of uncertainty. So I'm inviting you to feel your feet on the ground. Feel the connection of your hands touching your thighs or your legs or whatever they're in contact with. How about the air going through your nostrils? Or feeling the air going down your throat or chest? Feeling your tummies relaxing and expanding? And what about the back? Your back. Is it in contact with the back of a chair? Is it nicely erected? I'm really going to invite you to connect to whatever anchor works for you, whether your breath, whether a body part having contact with the floor or something else. Using those anchors to come back to what is, to the present moment, every time your mind is taking you away. So in the joys of uncertainty, we often hear about surrender. So if you're sitting or lying down on the floor on your bed, I'm going to invite you to surrender to your body weight being held or carried by the surface it's sitting on or lying on, as if the earth or something stronger than us is doing the work for us, is carrying us, is guiding us, is holding us, is enable us to push through whatever needs to be pushed through, is enabling us to be with whatever needs to be. This is simply a matter of surrender. Surrendering to whatever you may feel, knowing that it's all okay. Of course, we want to feel good, but what if a lot of the wisdom that we needed to know was in feeling everything, whether it's pleasant, whether it's unpleasant, whether it's heartache, pain? What if we had the capacity to feel it all, to be with it all, to breathe through it all, to hold space for it all, knowing that we never know what can come up next? But this practice is somehow enabling us to ride the wave of uncertainty with a little more steadiness, knowing that, yeah, things will fall apart, come back together, and then probably fall apart again and come back together. Apparently, such are the cycles of life. So yeah, I recently learned that there's not really anywhere to get to. It's all a projection. What if we were exactly where we needed to be? Right now, whether it's in joy, whether it's in pain or heartache, what if we had the capacity to hold space for it all? Holding space for ourselves. infusing whatever love we are needing to feel in order to be able to stand with whatever emotion is moving through us again and again, whether our mind labels it as good or bad. It's not about that. It's simply about welcoming all, being with it all, holding space for it all, and somehow letting uncertainty or whatever we need to be guided by, or whether it's our instinct, our intuition, our life circumstances, guide us, take care of us, look after us, remembering that we have the tools necessary inside of us to be with whatever comes, to be with whatever shows up. I want to read as we finish this meditation, sorry for the noise, a poem by Rumi, which is also in my book, and it's called The Guest House. One second. Coming back to your breath. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. If there are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each guest has been sent as a guide from beyond. Rumi. So if we're finishing your meditation on this note, I'm inviting you, myself included, to remember that each one of our emotions are to be treated as an honorable guest, knowing that they're just here to move through us. Waves of energy. This is also the foundation of our uncertainty, never knowing what is going to come up. Taking a deep inhale all together, breathing out anything and everything you no longer need. Feeling your feet on the ground. Your back touching the chair or floor you're lying on. I thank you for your patience and your concentration, and wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Bye-bye.